Well, good morning, guys. How you doing? Graham here with my daily video update, affectionately known as The Graham Show. Happy Monday. It's actually a British band from Manchester, The Happy Mondays. How is your day going? Well, it is a beautiful day here in Massachusetts. The lights all came on in Massachusetts, and Monday's my day off, so gonna have a really great day, and I'm wishing you well wherever you're at today. Hey, let me share a few thoughts with you today as well. I'm going to tell you God's will for your life today if you hang around. So let's do that. What's happening? So just went for an hour-long walk in the countryside here, which I'm trying to do every morning, which really feels great. I love walking and praying. I just have my routine, places I walk through, and then a whole bunch of things I also walk and pray through. So I do that, grab a shower. I'm about to take my motorcycle, my Harley out, hence the biker jacket, out for a ride and go for a cup of coffee, which is good. And just plan my week and read my Bible. So gonna have a good day. What else has been going on? A really great day yesterday. Just a wonderful time in Sturbridge, you know. We just worshipped and went on and prophecy and words of knowledge and healing and just a whole bunch of fun stuff. I spoke yesterday about the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I believe some people got filled with the Spirit as well. I was in our church plant. It's going so well, actually, in Otis in the Berkshires, Berkshire Christian Fellowship, in the afternoon with Leah. And I spoke there about the prophetic. I was actually speaking about some things about the like the elections and the prophetic, some of these words. And there's a really great teaching. It's funny, every time I teach this teaching, it just evolves in my own thinking. And I'll give you the 30-second version. It's really this, that Paul says, so often in the prophetic, and all true prophetic people own this and admit this, we know in part, we see in part, we see through a glass darkly. But Paul says the day will come when we'll see face to face. Now, of course, the day will come when Jesus returns, and when we fully see Jesus face to face, we will know entirely. We won't know in part or whatever. But here's one thing God's shown me over the years, that to the measure that we see Jesus face to face, to that measure, we move away from knowing in part, knowing in mystery, seeing a little bit here, a little bit there. The more the church can have a face-to-face, a FaceTime, I call it, relationship with Jesus, the more accurate the prophetic will be. And I have about 10 different scriptures now that prove this. Do you remember in Numbers 11, Aaron and Miriam come up to Moses, and they're pretty upset. They say, we're prophets. And they're complaining that Moses seems to have a special relationship with God. And they're like, we're prophets. We get dreams. We get visions. We prophesy. And the Lord calls Moses, Aaron, and Miriam on the carpet into his office in the Holy of Holies, if you will. It's really interesting. The Lord says to Aaron and Miriam, you're right, you are prophets, you do prophesy, you do get prophetic dreams, you do see visions. But then the Lord says to them, with a prophet, I speak in a dark saying, in an enigma, in a dream, you know. But he says, with Moses, I speak face to face. Do you see that? Face to face, same principle. And in a way, God's saying, yeah, you're prophets, but with Moses, there's a whole other deal going on. We just talk face to face. And I believe God wants a face to face relationship with the church. And I think the more we get a face to face relationship with him, the more accurate we get in the prophetic. Boom. So I had this thought today. It's never occurred to me before, but just going for a walk, I was praying about that. And I was actually saying in the church yesterday in the Berkshires that Moses was cheeky. I mean, if you think about it, God said to Moses, no man can see my face and live. And Moses' first answer was, I want to see your face. And God's like, no man can see my face and live. But Moses says, yeah, I know, but I want to. Can I break the rules? I can. And Moses, he was like Peter in the Old Testament. He had this cheeky thing where he said, God, even if those are the rules, when God came and said, I'm going to destroy the whole of Israel and start again with you, Moses starts arguing with God. And I think God loves this kind of bold, cheeky thing. Here's my point. See if this makes sense. God says to Aaron and Miriam, you're going to get the dream and the dark saying and the in part thing. But with Moses, I speak face to face. What Aaron and Miriam should have done is humble themselves and said, Lord, we're sorry for our stinking attitude. We're sinners. But can we have face time with you as well? Can we speak to you face to face? Can we have, rather than be jealous of Moses' relationship, what Aaron and Miriam should have done is say, hey, can we have that relationship with you too? And I think God would have said, yeah, I'd love to have it with the whole world. I mean, that's what God wants. God wants a face-to-face relationship with the whole world. God doesn't want you to look at a Sean Bolts and go, who does he think he is? But rather, hey, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. Years ago, I was really touched by watching T.L. Osborne, amazing man of God, who in the 1950s went to a William Brannan meeting and saw Words of Knowledge healing. And what T.L. Osborne did, it's like he got this revelation. I can do that. Everybody can do that. That's normal Christianity. So, boom. What's going on this week? I've got a quieter week at home, which are doing a bunch of things here. This coming Sunday, I'm going to be at Sturbridge again in the morning. And in the afternoon, we have an in-person indoor service in, I believe it's in New Canaan, Connecticut. So, details on the NEF.church website. So we're going to do a great NEF church gathering and do a lot of ministry there. So that will be fun. Hey, let me mention as well, I have, by faith, I am going to do at least 3 mission trips next year. So I'm planning a mission trip to France. I'm going to do France and Belgium in 1 week. I'm going to do 1 in Wales and 1 in Ireland. And I know I keep, you know, I wanted to be there right now, actually, and because of COVID and lockdown in Europe, I can't be there. So I'm just going to go out in faith and say, by faith, in March and April, I'm going to do 2 mission trips, and I'm going to put them out later this week as kind of like an early bird reservation with some money off. So if you're interested in coming on a European mission trip, could it be that COVID's bring, or could it be? I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? But I'm going to, by faith, do those things, and I'm not going to let this COVID thing dictate preaching the gospel to the world. Hey, on Saturday here, we did an opener crusade here in Sturbridge and preached the gospel, and it was so much fun. And so God healed people and touched people. Had some healing testimonies yesterday in church from Saturday, and we're going for this opener New England thing, so boom. Good. What else is going on? I'm going to begin a new series. Should be out later today or tomorrow. A daily teaching on hearing God's voice. So look out for that, and please help share that if you will. What's happening with the elections? The Lord knows. Some of you are following this. Some of you are not. But you know, my only comment, what that would be, and it's really what Paul says when Paul writes to Christians who were really passionate, like about food sacrificed to idols. He says, be convinced in your own heart. And I have some Christian friends, many, many friends who believe this is going to go to the Supreme Court and be overturned. And I'm interested. I think that very well could happen. I have no problem with that at all. I've got some other people who think, no, it's over and Biden's won. And if that's the case, that will be proved to be the case. I am not that. Here's what I'm really, can I tell you what I'm really passionate about? I'm really passionate about Christians not losing their testimony. I'm passionate about Christians not getting angry with people who see things differently. You know, if I would come to you today and say, guys, I am so right that if you don't agree with me, I'm going to attack you and belittle you. That's bigotry. I've lost the cause of Christ. I've burnt my testimony. So if we are really convinced, one thing I know is we should always be praying for the nation. Pray for your nation every day. Yeah. It's a win-win scenario. Pray for the nation, pray for truth and justice. Amen to that. But love people, and especially love those who see things a little differently than you. If you are right, it's the Gamaliel principle. Gamaliel says, is this thing of God or is it not of God? I am not sure. But he says, I don't want to be fighting against God. And if it's of God, it will be seen to have been of God. So I think we should possess our souls in patience, let this thing play out, and great. But love, and don't be weird. Keep a good testimony. Let's not walk in acrimony, but rather love, joy, peace, the fruit of the Spirit, whatever things are good, pure, lovely, virtuous, praiseworthy, think on these things. That's a thing to do. I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do for the next 2 months until inauguration day or whatever, is I'm going to love people and I'm going to preach the gospel. And I want to use my voice, even in internet means like this, not to be arguing over silly, disputable things, and somebody heard a prophet on the internet say one thing. If those things are true, they will come to pass. And if they're not true, we'll see that they're not true. And the people, we don't stone people and call people false prophets, but what they should do is actually stand up and say, my bad. They should say, hey, I think I missed it. I got too enthusiastic. I got caught up in the hoorah. And okay, but what we can't do is try to force people to look at things from our point of view. That people are worried about communism. That's communism when there's only one view allowed. So have grace. Let's be bigger people. Let's represent Jesus in this world. Good. What else is going on today? They announced some great results from the vaccine for COVID-19. Hey, any anti-vaxxers, I love you, but please don't. I love you, but I've heard every single thing anybody says. Personally, I'm glad there are vaccinations for smallpox and tuberculosis and things like this. And, you know, I get it. I don't think anybody should be forced to take a vaccine. I'm with you there. But I know there's lots of vulnerable people, elderly people who are really concerned about this COVID thing. And if that is a way out, great. And I think God is not against science or whatever. So again, if you're a passionate anti-vaxxer, I love you, I love you, I love you. But I've heard all those opinions, and great, God bless you in those. So good. Stock market is roaring today. I'm happy. So that's good. Hey, let me share something real quick with you guys today before I check out. I want to tell you what God's will for your life is. Dun, 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 dun. I know what God's will for your life is. It's really simple, actually. Let me read a verse everybody knows, and then about two verses, or even one verse that hardly anybody ever quotes. Romans 8:28 says, we know, not we think, we hope, we assume, we presume, but we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Hopefully that's you and I. Those who are called according to his purpose. Okay, so point number one, you've got to love God. If you want to cash in on the scripture, it's conditional. You've got to love God, and you've got to be walking according to his purposes. So you can't just take this verse and impose it on people who don't love God and are not walking according to his purposes. But Paul says, for those, the people who fill those two conditions, all things are going to work together for good. In the next verse, he says, for whom God, he foreknew, did he also predestine? I believe in predestination, but in this context, he says, God's predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, he also called. Who he called, he justified. Who he justified, he also glorified. Boom. Here's my thought for you today, guys. Here's God's will for your life. God's will for your life is not that you'd go to Africa, India, America, Europe. God's will for your life is not that you'd marry the blonde, the redhead, the do this, that you'd have a career in the law, in medicine, in McDonald's, whatever. God's will is that you be conformed to the image of his son. That's God's will. That's what God wants for you and I today. God's will, Paul said that God called me to reveal his son in me. Yeah, Jesus came to planet Earth and he said, hello world, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And our mission is to actually go and say, hello world, not simply let us tell you about Jesus, but let us show you Jesus. Let us be conformed to Jesus. Our mission is to say, I know that can sound presumptuous, but it really is our call to the world. When you've seen us, you've seen Jesus. Jesus represents the Father. The world, through sin, through the fall, forgot what God the Father was like. Adam and Eve knew what the Father was like. And because of sin, they were cast out from his presence, and the world got all of these weird and wacky ideas about God. Look at some of these heathen religions, all of these weird and wonderful statues and fang things. And they, you know, Paul talks about beasts and idols and all of these things. And people try to figure out what the Father's like. Jesus comes and shows the world what the Father is. What do? It's really easy. We ride motorcycles. Now, we walk with God. And we show the world what Jesus is like. How do we do that? We need to be conformed, not to the world, but be conformed to the image of his son. Boom. And let me give you in 2 minutes if I can do this. No, I can't do that. I'll come back tomorrow with how do we do that. So I'm going to run out of time here. I'm going to put this on the Instagram. So, guys, I'm cheering you on. Have a wonderful day. And if you wanted my teaching on how to hear from God, there's an offer down there. Love you. Cheering you on. Praying for you today. Drop me a line. Share this video. Bye for now.